Hey y'all, it's Money.
And Marlana.
And we're the Homo Sexies.
And this is our year in review. Cool. So, Money.
Okay, I guess we'll just go into like. Or no.
Okay, it's 2020. Let's reflect on 2019. That's all I want to say.
2019 was crazy. I can't believe it already, like, passed.
Yeah, you know? It was really fast. Like, to think that January 1 of last year, we were technically in the air.
Almost so, here.
Almost flying to Guam.
Like, I think, where were we?
We were over the Pacific. We had just left, where did we go? LA? No. We went to Japan. We went from San Diego to Japan. Or no. How many stops?
No, we went to Korea.
We went to Korea. Oh, yeah. We went to Korea because Japan doesn't allow dogs. Flights with dogs in them. So.
Anyways.
And we also flew Delta.
Yeah. So. If you want to listen to that whole story of us moving here. Got a podcast episode on Anchor.
Yeah.
If you want to know about that.
Okay. So, I think that we're just going to ask each other. We wrote some questions down for each other. And just flow from there. Okay. So, Money. What is something you won't forget about 2019?
Ooh. I think the holidays, really. I feel like, this was like the first holidays that I spent away from my family. And it's always such a different experience, like, without them. Because my family, especially, like, my mom's side, damn.
I don't know if you guys can hear, but, like, our neighbor is playing really loud music, and he just slammed the door. And I really feel like you can feel them in the room with you whenever they slam doors.
Yeah.
It's, like, in your apartment.
Seriously, like, I'm offended whenever they slam the door. Because, like, whenever we slam the door, like, we're like, sorry.
Well, Money's like, sorry. I'm like, whatever.
Okay, I'm like, sorry. Everyone because in my household, as a kid, my parents would always yell at me if I slammed any door. And he got a washer downstairs, so it's freaking loud. Anyways, so yeah, I really think like the holidays is something that sticks out to me because for me, it really didn't feel like the holidays, which was kind of like disappointing, but it's okay because it's a different experience. But yeah.
Well, I felt like it was holiday-ish because I felt like, I don't know, more reassurance and like I just needed to feel love.
Yeah.
During the holidays, and like I feel like that's the holiday spirit is feeling like unconditional love for everybody, and like everyone's so cheerful, and like everyone's just like whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I think that like us being in our own apartment and like spending, like making our own ornaments and like decorating our house and like stuff like that, just like, I don't know. I always felt like whenever I thought about like us spending the holidays together, like in our own place, I always like felt like so much love, and like I could have cried about it, but like I didn't. So
yeah, like, I definitely think 2020, the holidays are gonna be a lot better.
Yeah.
Just now that because we're like we're settled.
Yeah.
And like more independent now.
Yeah. And I think that like for me it was really like I realized that, like, other people around me don't make things, like, enjoyable, or, like, they don't make the holiday season for me, or, like, make love for me. Like, I can give all these people love, and, like, that's enough for me. I don't, like, expect anything back. Yeah. But once I feel like I'm being neglected in a way, then I'm like, I'm done. Like, yeah. I'm ready to go.
All right. We're gonna move to the next one. Okay. My first question is, if you could go back into time, what would you change in 2019? Man. If anything,
what would I change? Man, my attitude. Man, like, I was so grouchy, and, like, something I would want to change or, like, figure out sooner was definitely, like, in the beginning of the year when, like, we first moved here and we were still living at my dad's house, and, like, we got into, like, a huge fight, and I was just like, whatever, because, like, I was really focused on, like, figuring out where I stood with my family and figuring how to function again with my family. But I totally, like, disregarded how money was feeling, and like wasn't even realizing, like, this is her first time away from her parents and, like, her mom and dad, and, like, not being able to, like, see them every day or, like, however much she wants, and, like, I wasn't giving her enough attention or, like, whatever. I don't know how to explain it.
No, yeah, totally. That's definitely something that stuck out in the year also.
Yeah. Like, I wish I had realized that, like we moved here together. Like, we decided that we're in this together, like, and that living with my family and, like, being on Guam, like, we had to figure out how to do it together instead of just, like, as individual people. So, yeah, that was... What about you? Do you have anything you want to change?
That I would change? I don't think so. I think things really panned out the way...
Yeah.
That, like, it like could have gone better, but it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, we moved out 10 months into being here, which wasn't as soon as I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot from just being here and living with your family and kind of seeing, getting a feel of what our place was here. But, yeah.
Okay. So... One word to describe 2019. It could be a hyphenated word. I don't know. Thank you, Noah, for your input.
Seriously. I think for me it was really growth.
Oh my gosh! That was my word!
Like,
get out of my head!
Like, I really think, like... and I don't want to keep saying like, but I really think that I've grown, like, I had a growth spurt this year. I really think in 2018, I was really, like, lost, and I didn't really know, like, my purpose, and, like, I was just kind of, like, I don't know. 2018 was hard, and, like, 2019 really made me have to learn how to be my own person and just live the way I want to live and what I deserve to live, or whatever. So, yeah, I would say growth for sure.
Yeah, me too. Mine is growth.
You know, because, like, I've definitely become, like, a more chill, like...
Yeah, definitely.
I really try to look at the better side of the positive things in life and try not to dwell... Be angry. You know, anger is such a useless emotion to me.
And it takes up a lot of energy.
It really does, you know? Like, all you just gotta do is smile more and just have an open mind with everything.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I'm still angry. A lot. Every day. First day of 2020, and what happened? I got upset because I forgot to put baking powder into my bag to make cookies for work, and I was getting upset at money for not bringing it in. Not reading my mind, so whatever, you know. I just...
But, like, you've grown so much, especially... 2018 was such a hard year for us. Like, we definitely bumped heads a lot. Like, we just fought almost, like, every day.
Yeah.
And our living situation... Like, we were living together, but we also had crappy roommates. And, like, that wasn't making anything better.
Yeah.
But, like, now that we live on our own, I've definitely seen some crazy growth from you.
You think so?
For sure.
That's cool. I wish I could recognize that, because I don't think that I do.
I don't think you give yourself enough credit.
Whatever. I'm just too hard on myself, I guess.
You are. You just need to ease up.
I know. It's so hard, though, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. Okay, next. Okay.
No, my turn. Was it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay. If 2019 was a song, what would it be?
If 2019 was a song? Dang. Wow. You said I come up with the better questions. Look at these.
Thanks.
Man. Okay. If 2019 was a song. Oh. What's it? Dua Lipa. I don't give a fuck. Is it that way? Should it be that way? Could it be that way?
It could be. It could be whatever song. You know? Explicit, non-explicit.
I don't even.
Song you're feeling.
Yeah, but like I can't even like tell you how the song goes. So I'm like, is it that way? I don't know.
I think it could be that one.
So how does the song go? Something about on your knees.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't think about the song either. Anyways, but like I can remember us playing that in the car a lot and just like being like almost like empowered by that song.
Yeah.
You know, because we're definitely people that really care about what other people think, but when it comes into our lives as something that affects our emotional, physical, financial state or something like that, it's just like something where you just have to be like, you know, I don't give a fuck what you think, like, I'm gonna live my life the way I want to, I'm happy, I can live with my decisions.
Yeah.
Nobody else has to live with my decisions.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that's a good song.
Yeah.
For sure. I think mine would be Unbothered.
Unbothered by Domo Wilson. Yes.
It just like hypes me up, you know? Because like really, 2019, I would say from like 6 months into the year, once I kind of got the feeling of like I'm kind of like in this, but like I really need to make sure I have enough willpower to get through this, it was definitely like I really had to learn how to be unbothered. Especially with like things that certain people made me feel. So, yeah. Being unbothered is definitely...
Certain people, you can just say it was me, money.
No. I mean, like, of course some of it is you, but, like... Yeah. With you, it's easy because we talk through things pretty often.
Yeah.
We're really real with each other.
Yeah. And it wasn't always like that.
No.
But I'm glad it is now.
Me too.
Okay. So, what have you learned in 2019?
That I'm a bad bitch.
Me too. Let's go, girlfriend. Let's go, fiance.
What have I learned?
Macrame.
Yeah, you've definitely picked up macrame pretty easily.
I pick up a lot of stuff, I think, pretty easily.
I think what I learned from 2019 is that the only person I can
like rely on
is myself.
Yeah
for sure. But like I do rely on you like a little bit, as any significant other would feel the mm-hmm. need to rely on mm-hmm. their partner. Like I feel that for you.
Yeah,
but definitely I try not to like depend on you.
Yeah I think that like more recently I feel like more of like I feel like my emotional self is like asking you to like carry me instead of like
you right just now being
a, like not right now but like recently I feel like that. And like I don't know, like when I get upset and like to the point where I'm just like I just need to like nap or like sleep it off and like just like take a time out from like being around you. Like, I think that's when I start being, like, too much, like, relying on you to, like, make me happy again. You know?
Yeah. I definitely feel that. But I feel like... never mind.
Okay, your question.
My question! Okay. Do you think you had a glow up in this decade?
Yes.
I mean, not like the decade was like... the decade, I would say that everyone has a glow up during this decade, especially if they're our age, because it's like 2009 or like...
Yeah, middle school.
Whatever, like, yeah, we were in middle school. And like so much has happened within these 10 years, like...
Yeah.
It's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
But okay, so then what's... do you think you had a glow up this year?
This year? Yeah. I think that, like, this year was, like, a breakthrough for, like, the word like. I used to do push-ups for saying that word.
I know. It's such a bad habit. Ugh. I really try to be conscious of saying it, but sometimes it just slips out.
Okay, so, in the past, like, people always told me that I need to be more assertive and that I need to stand up for myself, and I feel... as if this year, like, was the last, like, hurdle for me to really... not, like, the last hurdle, but, like, one of the bigger things that I had to... like, in a chapel... what is it? Chapel run? Steeple chapel thing?
Temple run?
No, not temple run. You know when they jump over the hurdle and then they go into the, like, water?
Oh, yeah.
Steeple like chase?
Something like that.
That, I feel like, everything else was, like, hurdle, and then just recently, like, with my mom and, like, that sort of stuff was, like, I jumped over the hurdle, but I fell in, like, water, and I struggled to get out of that. And,
dude,
like,
you really did.
And so, I think that at the end of the year, like, being in the apartment has helped me be more myself and, like, and, like, everything that's going right for us right now, like, has made it worth it. Like, the struggle is worth it. And, like, I just need to have more faith. And, like, if my heart feels like it's right, then it's right.
Yeah. I definitely think when you... so, like, when I found this place that we live in now, and then you being, like... okay, I'm down. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if you think it's right, then let's do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, the fact...
whatever.
The fact that you were, you know, really skeptical about moving into this place. Mm-hmm. But when I walked into this place, I was like, it's perfect. It is so perfect. But I was so worried about, like, trying to talk you into trusting me into... believing my vision for this place.
I think it took you a long time to talk me into other places. I think this particular apartment, I was I didn't see it. I saw, like, pictures that you had shown me, and that was about it. And then, like, we... The first time I saw it was when we were moving in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so... I don't know. I think that I was just dealing with so much more that I was just like, you do it, you do it. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think I had a glow up as well. I think there was a time where, one, I physically was, like, gaining weight. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, not a lot of people, but, like, there was people that continuously made a comment about my weight. And I may not be fit now, but I think I'm more in control of my weight. And I'm more conscious about, like, eating or overeating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, emotionally, I also think I had a glow up. Because I feel like I had to really learn to almost, like, stand up to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To where you start blaming me for things that weren't all my fault, but you really made it feel like it was all my fault.
Yeah, like, stuff that you didn't have control over.
Yeah.
Like, I could have fixed it, but let me just put the blame on you.
Yeah. The easy thing is putting the blame on somebody else.
Yeah.
It's hard instead to of take being it accountable. Yourself. Exactly. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with that.
Accountability?
Accountability.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's people here that are surrounded by folks that don't make each other happy, but they still surround themselves with those people. Mm. But then they preach, like, oh, I don't like when this person does this. I don't like when this person does that. Or...
It's like, if you complain about it this much, then why don't you do something about it?
Exactly.
That's why I can't hang out with anybody other than money. I can't deal with anybody else's BS.
Yeah, yeah. Like, everyone just has so much... Either, like, negativity or just, like...
Like, and if, like... If we're hanging out, obviously, I think of you as a friend. And as a friend, I'm going to tell you, like, this is, like, how do you want me to help you to fix this problem that's obviously has such a big impact in your life?
Yeah, but and, they don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
They still don't do anything about it. It's like, if you're not going to do anything about your problems after multiple times of coming to myself, or Lena, or if you just continuously go to this person and you complain to them all the time about the same thing.
Don't be surprised, they cut you out.
Yeah, exactly.
No one wants to be brought down by other people's hardships. I don't know. Negative vibes.
Negative vibes. It's like every time we hang out with, like, different people, it just seems like they're always... They're still complaining about the same thing. And it's just so annoying.
It's like, I'm trying to improve my life. And, like, at the same time, I want to help you figure out what is going on in your life because I care about you. And, like, maybe people don't ask for it. But, like, I'll tell you how I feel. Like, but if you're always going to be talking about it, like, I don't want to... It starts bringing me down and I get frustrated and
you're bringing clouds into my sunny days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, this year has really... Well, I guess you have to say 2019.
Crazy.
Okay, I think it's crazy that we're in 2020 because me and Lena met each other 2015.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We've known each other / dated for almost 5 years. And this year we're getting married.
We're getting freaking married. How exciting.
Of course it's exciting. I'm trying not to stress. I don't feel stressed, like, really.
I don't either. I think our wedding's gonna be very simple.
I just feel like I just trust in the universe and in God and in fate that it's all gonna work out.
Exactly. And you know, whoever comes and whoever doesn't come, that's all right.
I'm chilling.
As long as Lena's meets me at the altar. That's all that really matters.
Yeah. Wait. Meet you at the... Oh, so you're gonna walk in first?
What? Okay, we haven't really, like, talked about this yet.
I don't know you. You're the one who said, meet me at the altar. Why would I come in after you? Would I come in before you?
I don't know. Whatever. As long as we are under the altar when you say, when we say I do.
I do.
Then that's all that freaking matters, bro.
Alright, well.
Till next time.
Till next time. We're just two gay girl boy. Living life in Guam in our tiny apartment with our dog Noah. And we're fucking homo sexies.
Homo fucking sexies.
Homo fucking sexy.
Come back next time.
I love you all.
Love you, bye.